USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wildfires are spreading across Europe and forcing some people to flee. Firefighters are tackling blazes in France, Spain, Portugal, Greece, Croatia, as well as Morocco's northern mountains. Roughly 16,000 people have fled blazes in southwestern France. President Biden's trip to the Middle East last week was fruitless and an embarrassment to the American people. So says Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen on Newsmax.
It's an embarrassment. I hate to say it. You know, I want the president to succeed when he goes into other countries because I don't want it to look bad on all of us that are normal here inside the United States. But you see one mistake after the next.
Several large Chinese cities, including Shanghai, are rolling out new mass testing or extending lockdowns on millions of residents to counter new clusters of COVID-19 infections. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
U.S. stock futures rose slightly this morning as investors awaited earnings report from Bank of America and Goldman Sachs this week, just ahead of key central bank meetings. Inflation does not hurt if you're a rich politician. But real Americans are struggling with this added burden to our wallets. Food banks are there to help if you need it.
The United States is facing record high inflation. That being said, many families are struggling to put food on the table. Appearing on Fox and Friends is Eric Cooper, president and CEO of Feeding America San Antonio.
Families are struggling. They're leaving the grocery store now with less food in the grocery cart.
Feeding America says that 53 million people have received assistance from food banks and pantries since 2021. Since then, 80% of food banks surveyed report an increase in demand for 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Census data out this month shows a massive boom in suburban home building, especially in Texas. The big housing boom is also taking place around Atlanta, Nashville, and statewide in Utah. As President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia is being compared to a complete waste of time, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Big Boy TV the price of an electric vehicle is still out of most Americans' budgets.
We're for cutting the cost of electric vehicles because when you have an electric vehicle, then you're also going to be able to save on gas, but you got to be able to afford it in the first place.
Right.
Right. Now, we're actually starting to see on some models the costs come to where even if the your car payment's a little higher, your gas payment will be a little lower and you come out ahead, but the prices still need to come down for most Americans to be able to get an EV.
Personal finance expert Dan Ricciotto tells Fox News an EV in your driveway will cost you over $800 a month in payments. And its capabilities are still a science experiment.
The electric car is great, but it's essentially still a science experiment in many ways. We have to always be worried about range, as most Americans are when they think about electric cars, or access to chargers. We're lucky enough to have a charger. Most Americans don't have access to a charger. At the end of the day, you and I are worried about putting food on our table, filling our gas tank with our regular cars, right, so that we can get back and forth to work. And inflation, highest in 40 years, has taken a real bite, a pay cut, if you will, for most Americans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.